Proclamation number 6576 of 18th of June, 1956. You can only be saved by grace. Streams of grace. You shall receive a good measure, for I am lavish in handing out. I give without restrictions if only you want to receive my gift. And therefore I have to emphasize time and again that you alone determine the measure, through your will to make use of it. You stand in the midst of a stream of grace. If you open yourselves, grace can flow into you, but if you close yourselves, it will flow past you and you will not receive any blessing from it, for it does not penetrate against your will. It does not break the resistance but remains ineffective. And this also explains the spiritual low level of individual people, who admittedly all live in the same circumstances of life, who would all have the same opportunities to develop upwards and yet are so different in their spiritual maturity, because the will of resistance is partly still very strong but partly has been given up, and in a few cases there is also an eager acceptance of my gifts of grace. But these people can mature unusually in their souls. And thus the acceptance or rejection of my word, which is offered to people through my right servants, can also be explained. This word of mine is a gift of grace with a very special effect, and yet it can remain ineffective where the resistance is still too great. Then it is neither understood nor recognized as a divine gift, and people carelessly pass it by, which could bring them an unheard of assent if they wanted to receive it and live it. Nevertheless, time and again I distribute my blessings. Time and again I offer my word to people even if they have already rejected it many times, for I give without restrictions because I love my living creations and want to lead them to salvation. And they can only reach the goal with constant help. They cannot be saved without my grace, for they are too weak to ascend without help, and all help is grace. Because my living creations have fallen into this state of weakness of their own free will, and because their often long-lasting resistance to my help makes them guilty, thus they could not expect any help if my love were not so great that it is lenient. Time and again I'm willing to help them, time and again I make my streams of grace flow to them, and where much is received more grace constantly flows in. For I truly am lavish in distributing my gifts. And all of you should make use of this assurance of mine and request the supply of grace and strength incessantly, for I will pay special attention to this conscious request and impart grace and strength in abundance to all who desire it. You can only be saved through grace. Do you now understand these words? But they do not mean that I arbitrarily bestow grace upon people, that I arbitrarily choose them to be saved. This assumption would be a great error which would relieve you humans from striving and working hard in order to be saved. But a life on earth, however long, would be unsuccessful without my grace. And therefore you must request it and make use of it. And I will never give to you meagerly, I will distribute according to my infinite love, and each one of you can and will reach his goal who opens himself and gratefully accepts what my love offers him so that he will be saved. Amen.